Good morning, and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join on the phone, online, or via text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at wdws.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All right, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts here on this second day of January. Great to have you with us. Brian Barnhart in the Penny Chair. Again, those phone numbers that Gene Honda mentioned there and are open, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Good morning to you. Thanks for being with us as we start kind of a new era here in Penny for Your Thoughts. And, of course, first of all, I want to start off by welcoming you to a new year in 2018. I hope you had a safe and happy Christmas and New Year holiday. I know a lot of us were eating and watching football yesterday. That was certainly the case in my house. And I need to get the step count up after yesterday, but it was a lot of fun watching all the various football games throughout the day and, of course, celebrating the new year over the weekend. But kind of back at it today, and, of course, we come back at it at minus 12 here in downtown Champaign. Of course, the wind chill about minus 17. So a cold start to 2018. Well, most of you, I think, are pretty familiar with what has gone on here with the change now in Penny for Your Thoughts. And I guess the big thing I want to start with is I want to thank Jim Turpin. Jim has become a friend and a very good friend of mine over the last 17 years. I know that when I first met him, I felt like I knew him years ago because I was one of those kids and people that grew up listening to Saturday Sports Line with Jim Turpin and Lauren Tate, listened to all the Illini broadcasts. And you have to remember, of course, now we take for granted that all of the games throughout the year on television, for the most part, not every one of them, but most of them are. And back in the days when, of course, Jim and Lauren were doing the ball games, not many games were on television. And radio was how you connected. And that's for someone like me who grew up west of Tolono on a farm and a huge Illini fan, went to games as a kid with my dad, basketball mostly, some football. The radio was that kind of that connect point. And so I felt like I knew Jim Turpin long before I even got to meet him. And I can tell you, I even called, I think, the Saturday Sports Line a couple of times to visit with those guys and talk Illini sports, and never dreamed that this little kid from a farm west of Tolono would wind up actually sitting in the Penny for Your Thoughts chair. I grew up listening to this program. My grandmother, my parents usually had it on. I think the show used to be on from 10 to noon before it moved to 9 to 11. I know my grandmother had it on working in the garden throughout the morning, so I got to know a lot of the personalities, Larry Stewart before Jim Turpin, and, of course, Jim Manley and Stevie J and all the different people that worked here throughout the years. So I felt like I kind of knew everybody here, but again, never dreamed that I'd have the opportunity to get to know someone like Jim Turpin or Lauren Tate, much less become friends with them. And I can tell you that the thing I think I appreciated the most about Jim is that our friendship remained close, even with all the changes. I mean, I took over as the voice of the Illini back in 2002 and filled in for Jim some, when he was out for some games back in 2000 and 2001, but realized at the time that, you know, that what a legend he was then, and then the continued role that he played on this station and for this company as the host of Penny for Your Thoughts. And you think about it, there's only been three hosts, permanent hosts of this show, going back Mark Howard, Larry Stewart, and then Jim Turpin. And so I realized the significance of this. And it is a huge change for everybody. I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, we wish you well. We want you to do well. We enjoy your work on the Illini games. We've enjoyed you filling in for Jim over the years. And I can tell you how much I appreciate that. And they also add, but we're going to miss Jim. He's a friend on the radio. And I can tell you, I will miss him too. I miss seeing him every day in the office. Every morning he would come in about the same time, about 6:30 in the morning, sit down, and he'd be at his desk preparing to do this two-hour show every day, day after day, year after year, every year since 1980. And I can tell you how far back that goes. I was in high school at the time he took over for Larry Stewart and did a remarkable job well into his 80s and was, I still feel, you know, was doing so very well at the top of his game in recent years, improving the show, taking phone calls, adapting to all the text messages and the emails and everything that came in. So I just want to thank Jim for his friendship most of all and how he's treated me over these years. First succeeding him as the voice of the Illini, what is that now, 16 years ago or so, and now today succeeding him as the host of this fantastic and long-running show. I can tell you that it is very humbling to sit in this chair. I realized it when I filled in for the first time several years ago and had the opportunities to sit in and fill in for Jim. So I realize the significance of this, and I just look forward to the hours we'll get to spend together in the years ahead as we talk about a lot of things, local issues, national issues, what's going on day to day, whether it's the weather or whether it's local news, breaking local news, some of the top stories locally and nationally. Obviously, in the last year, a lot of what Jim talked about with you was national politics. I mean, Donald Trump is in the news every day, good or bad, for various reasons. And, you know, I think the other thing I've been asked quite a bit is, you know, are you going to change the name of the show? Well, no. It's A Penny for Your Thoughts. Are you going to change the way the show is done? No, not really. Why change a formula that's worked for 60 years with the input from you, the listener? You're the most important part of the show down through the years. It's your input. A lot of times I've been amazed by what I filled in. How often, I know Jim mentioned this to me several times too, you'd come in with a list of things you were going to talk about, and then suddenly a caller would take it a different direction, and you'd spend that day talking about what that caller started. And I think that's fantastic. So I love doing shows like that, and it doesn't have to be everything that I want to talk about. If there's something on your mind that you want to throw into the mix as we go along, feel free to do that. So the heart of the show is not going to change. It's still Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll take calls, emails, texts. We'll have some of the same guests, I think, that Jim did along the way. I'm going to work through some of that. You know, the Bob Steigmans, you know, they've been on for 30 years. The Jim Dye, in fact, is going to join me tomorrow in the second hour. You know, so a lot of the familiar names that you've heard over the years, you know, I don't see any reason to change that drastically. We'll continue to feature the young people in our community. You know, the ones that are putting on the shows and the musicals. Now, Jim had a tremendous passion for that, and he's different than me. I have an interest in that. I had daughters, a daughter who performed a lot at Centennial in musicals. I don't know as much about those things as he does, but there are some things that I'm interested in that he may not have been interested in. So we're all a little different, but I'll have my own style and approach. But again, the heart of the show is going to stay the same. I can tell you that growing up in this community, I think the one thing that I've always enjoyed is the good nature of this community, the kindness of this community. And sure, we have our problems. There's been a lot of gun violence. We've seen different things happen, arguments over schools and where to put the schools and so forth. But I grew up here. I get it. You know, growing up as an Illini fan, growing up in this community, coming back after about 20 years, I went out and went to college at Liberty University. I did minor league baseball for several years. I did, you name it, I did it. High school football, college basketball, junior college basketball, hosted talk shows, did overnight shows, music shows, you know, major league baseball for a couple of years. Back here is the last 16 years as the voice of the Fighting Illini. So I've done a lot of different things in my career, and I just love this community. I re-fell in love with it when I came back in the year 2000 to work at this station. And I'm just looking forward to visiting with you on a variety of topics. We'll have different guests during the course, as Jim did. We'll have open lines. We may mix them all in the same show. But I think you're going to understand that I understand the power of this show and the significance of it and the rarity of it, frankly, how unusual it is. Because in a lot of communities of this size, you don't get this kind of radio. you don't get a chance to make your input on a daily basis like you, the listener, do. So I appreciate you very much. Again, I want to thank Jim for his support and friendship over these many years. And again, you can't replace a Jim Turpin. You just can't. I said that at the time when I succeeded him as the voice of the Illini 16 years ago. But I can succeed him, and I am. And this is my job now, and my role has changed a little bit from my role in the morning shows to doing this show now. And I'm just so excited about the potential of what we can do together here on this show in the years ahead. So there you go. There's my opening monologue. How about that? 9:15 here in Champaign-Urbana. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Email us, talk@wdws.com. We'll take our opening break. We'll come back and talk about some various things. I know a couple of things I wanted to throw on the table and look at. New laws in the state of Illinois that took effect yesterday. Also, the New Year's resolutions, if you've made some of them. And one of the things I'd be interested in hearing today is someone, and it's easy to just throw out, okay, what did you resolve to do? Yeah, I wanted to lose 10 pounds, or I wanted to quit smoking, or I wanted to be nicer to people, or whatever it is. But if you're someone who made a resolution last year in 2017 and you succeeded at it, and you'd tell us how you did that and how you succeeded and what you accomplished, I'd like to hear from you on that as well. So your thoughts, your emails, your texts, open line today. Tomorrow I'm actually going to do the show from Minneapolis just because of the way the schedule broke and with people on vacation. And I thought as I was starting my role, my new role here as the host of Penny for Your Thoughts, just wanted to have some continuity here in this first week. So we'll do the show tomorrow morning from Minneapolis, and then we're going to have Jim Dye join us in the studio in the second hour tomorrow. And we've got Greg Solier coming up at the end of the week. I know Greg was a favorite guest of mine when I was filling in for Jim on this show, and with this cold weather we've had, probably appropriate that he would jump in with us here at the end of the week. So we'll get him on for the full hour next this upcoming Friday as well. And also scheduled to have John Paul, who was on Channel 3 for many years, has been teaching at the University of Illinois. He's going to join us on Thursday. But in and around all of that, again, open lines here during this first week on Penny for Your Thoughts. Happy New Year, everybody. We're back with the start of the show after we take this opening break on Penny for Your Thoughts.
I'm Chaz Holder from Holder Wealth Management. A successful long-term wealth plan requires more than just portfolio management. Choosing the correct investments is important, but it is just one piece of the puzzle. Many of us are concerned about whether we have sufficient savings for retirement, if our estate plans are protecting against taxation, can we afford to send our kids to college? Not to mention that just about every transaction, investment or otherwise, has some type of tax implication. The road to long-term financial success has many different turns, and most of us could use a trusted guide. At Holder Wealth Management, we have expertise in financial planning, taxation, and estate planning. We are more than simply portfolio managers, helping our clients navigate all of life's important decisions. Give us a call at 217-398-4015 and let us at Holder Wealth Management help you plan for long-term success.
Generally, it's not the individual who first says, "I have a problem with drugs or alcohol." It's usually the loved one, and the conversation can be difficult. I'm Dr. Tom Wright, Chief Medical Officer at Rosecrans. We are proud to offer addiction treatment services in Champaign County. If you're having or getting ready to have this conversation, I invite you to talk to us. We'll answer questions and discuss options, including a confidential free consultation. We accept most insurance. Visit rosecrans.org. Life's waiting.
When someone is in need of hospice care, time is precious, and Transitions Hospice is here to help. Hi, it's Kirk. Needing hospice means allowing patients and families the opportunity to experience the final stage of life together. At Transitions, we do this by providing individual care for individual needs and empowering those we serve through our 24-hour nursing care, social services, and chaplain support. You'll find with Transitions Hospice, you are not alone. You're in charge of your life. Let us help you find freedom through acceptance, because acceptance does not mean giving up, and neither does hospice. It's about living. TransitionsHospice.com.
Planning ahead to protect the ones you love could turn out to be the best gift you ever gave them. And purchasing life insurance from Country Financial is more affordable than you might think. Did you know that you could get a $250,000 10-year term life insurance policy for only $13.50 a month at age 30? Call me, Brett Kroenke, your local Country Financial representative, to find a life insurance plan at a price you can afford. 217-359-9391.
Country Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois. Coverage is not guaranteed. Rates effective as of November 2nd, 2013.
All right, welcome back. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts here on this Tuesday, the second day of the new year. Trust you had a safe and happy new year yesterday in 2018. Remember when we turned the corner at the year 2000? We thought everything was pretty much going to blow up, and that was it. Here we are 18 years later. How about that? Headed for 2020. 2020 seemed like we're never going to get there, so... All right, let's go to the phones here and start it off. Again, an open line here both hours today as we kind of start on Penny for Your Thoughts anew. And here's Barb. Hi, Barb.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I wanted to welcome you to your new adventure.
Well, thank you.
What I wanted to ask you, are you still going to be announcing the U of I ball games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good. I didn't know if you would. You're going to be spending a lot of hours.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's the one thing with Jim's retirement date and me starting anew here in January. It's right in the middle of the basketball season. So, but Jim did it that way for many years. He did the show and was the general manager and did the ball game. So he was really busy at that point. But yeah, I'll just continue to do what I do on the ball games. I guess the biggest difference is I'm not doing news, reading the news in the morning. On the morning show, which I've done for 17 years now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're going to do it, even though it's going to be a lot of work for you. But I always like your announcing at the ball games.
Well, thank you very much, and good to hear from you, Barb. And you have a good new year?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Stayed in where it was warm.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I was telling people I stayed in basically yesterday, watched a bunch of football, and gained a couple of pounds. That was about it. So it's a way to start.
Well, listen, we're glad to hear you on the radio in the morning.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. All right. 356-9397 is how you can join us. You can text us in the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. Yeah, some pretty good ball games yesterday as the Rose Bowl. I mean, there have been some really good bowl games. I know yesterday the Notre Dame game with LSU was close. The Michigan game, Michigan, way to go, Michigan. They blew it for the Big Ten. Big Ten had a chance to go undefeated in the bowl games, and Michigan, of all teams, had the lead but had it slip away against South Carolina. The UCF, how about the Knights from Orlando? They finished an undefeated season under Scott Frost. Scott Frost, of course, is now going to be the coach at Nebraska. I guess he was wearing two hats yesterday as the coach of Nebraska and as the coach of Central Florida. But good for them. They finish undefeated at 13-0. Anytime you can finish undefeated, no matter who you're playing, that's a pretty good start. We're at 9:22 and minus 12, and Big Al joins us today. How are you, Big Al?
Hey, Brian, congratulations, and welcome to the Penny Show.
Well, thank you. It feels familiar. It feels familiar, but it's a little different when, you know, it's your baby.
Yeah, that's true, and you've got a big responsibility on your shoulders. You've got big shoes to step into, but I know that you're up to the task.
Well, thank you, and you've had a good start to the new year?
Yeah, it was really great. I watched the game last night till the very end. Actually, I was talking with my son who was at the Rose Bowl last night.
Really?
He lives in Santa Monica and got a ticket to some friends from Georgia, and they were there rooting for Georgia last night as the underdogs. And we were talking as the game was progressing. Every time there was another score, we would talk to each other. And he said the atmosphere in the Rose Bowl was just absolutely incredible. You couldn't see any other color but red because everybody was red. So the only way you knew that who was rooting for what was when somebody scored and half the stadium went crazy.
Oh, yeah. So, no, it was a fantastic game, and I'd heard Oklahoma had trouble stopping the run, and that was true because Georgia just kept doing it.
I know. It was quite incredible that these two teams that had tremendous defenses couldn't stop anybody. It just turned out to be the last person with the ball is going to win the game, and that's exactly what happened. And but I thought it was just a super game, and I just want to wish you a lot of luck and look forward to seeing you at the ball games.
All right. Thanks, Al. I appreciate the phone call. All right.
My pleasure. Take
yep.
care, Brian.
Good to hear from you. Big Al with us here this morning on Penny for Your Thoughts. Again, 356-9397. You can text us. Castle Heating and Cooling text line. We'll read those as well, 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. Yeah, that overhead shot of the Rose Bowl stadium, it was all red. Because Georgia's red and black, I think, red, black, and white, and Oklahoma's crimson and cream. So when they show the overhead shot, it was hard to tell whose fans were filling which side of the stadium. And it was hard to believe it was 10 years ago to the day that we were out there for the Rose Bowl, Illinois and USC. Now, pretty amazing when you think about that. So anyway, those were some of the things that were going on yesterday with all the bowl games on my end. So what did you guys do? What were you up to? I know a lot of people just stayed indoors with the very cold temperatures, minus 12. I know we had some accidents early this morning on some of the highways, the roads, the bridges in particular were just really, really slick. The roadway maybe was fine, but when you got to the bridges, especially there in the area of Lincoln and Neal, that long bridge there between the two communities over the railroad tracks, that was especially slick as well. So had some troubles on the interstates early this morning. Our news team did a great job covering all of that. Well, the new laws in Illinois and, of course, around the state here with the change in the calendar to 2018, of course, the big year in the Illinois State House. Lawmakers ended that historic budget impasse, approved an income tax hike. A fresh set of 215 laws took effect on January 1. I'm not going to read all 215, but some of the big ones, of course, the historic overhaul of that decades-old school funding formula, provision that takes effect in the new year, a $75 million tax credit for people and companies donating to private school scholarships, Illinois joining about a dozen other states when it legalized automatic voter registration over the summer. Also, some three new Illinois laws affecting LGBTQ rights as well took effect on January 1. A law that will automatically expunge juvenile criminal records 2 years after a case is closed took effect. Exclusions apply, including cases involving homicides, felony sex offenses, and other serious crimes. Advocates say the move allows young people to recover from past mistakes. And you may not have heard about this one, but Illinois, as of January 1 yesterday, will prohibit the use of elephants in circuses and other traveling exhibits. The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals billed Illinois as the first state to do so. Backers say African and Asian elephants are endangered species, and such exhibits don't always properly care for the animals. The measure did not apply to zoos or other permanent institutions. So those are just some of the things that took effect in the state of Illinois yesterday. I'd like to hear some New Year's resolutions, if you made some, or you maybe made some at the start of last year, at the start of 2017, and you were very successful with those. I'd like to hear from you about those, an encouragement to those of us who try to keep our New Year's resolutions here in 2018 and always have a tough time doing that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got news headlines coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls, your emails, your texts on an open line today. Just kind of settling into the penny chair today on this Tuesday. Be with you tomorrow morning from Minneapolis. We'll do the show from up there. Jim Dye will join us in the second hour. At the end of the week, Greg Solier will join us for the full hour, starting in the 9 o'clock hour on Friday. John Paul also going to be a guest during the week as well. And in and around all that, your phone calls, emails, and texts as we work our way through this first week of the new year in 2018. Back with more news headlines just around the corner here on DWS.
The crackle of the fire on a cold winter evening, the happy cheers of Illini basketball fans at a winning game, the sublime music of Beethoven or Schubert. Beltone invites you to listen to some of the sounds you've been missing. For over 60 years, Beltone has been helping people hear better, and they've been dedicated to providing the best hearing care options available. Their network of professional hearing care practitioners and audiologists and their innovative solutions have already enabled millions of people to hear better. Together, Beltone's extensive line of hearing instruments, their advanced fitting software, and their staff of hearing care experts have made Beltone the most trusted name in hearing aids. They listen to your concerns and have a wide range of options to best suit your individual hearing needs. And their commitment to helping you hear better continues through a lifetime of aftercare and services. Listen again and you'll hear what you've been missing, Beltone.
Visit your local Beltone in Champaign at 816 North Country Fair Drive or call 359-3331.
This is Pat Kovar, and as a DSC board member, I ask you to support DSC's Tree of Hope campaign this year by helping us create bright lights and bright futures for children and adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities. Together, through our donations, we can further impact the strength of our community by supporting an organization that serves over 1,200 children and adults each year. For more information on how to give, call 356-9176 or Google Developmental Services Center.
Get caught up on the latest local news, sports, and weather on the DWS News Hour presented by ABC Heating and Air. Join us this afternoon at 4 here on News Talk 1400.
And we are back on Penny for Your Thoughts. We are at 9:30, minus 12, wind chill minus 17 or thereabouts. Michael Kaiser is with us here, and it's just flat out cold.
Yeah, it's really chilly. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant in any way. Chilly is an understatement, and I know my heat's been running constantly. I have a gas fireplace, and I tried to maybe run the gas fireplace instead, but then if you go upstairs, it's freezing. So it's like, what are you going to do here? Hopefully this ends soon, but not too often do we have air temperature this far below zero. That's the rare thing. Wind chills below zero happens on a regular basis, but the air temperature is pretty rare.
All right, let's get to some news headlines here on DWS. Back with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this.
Thanks, Brian. News is brought to you by Middle Construction and Restoration. Emergencies are a bear, but Middle will always be there and has been for 40 years. Find them on Facebook and at MiddleInc.com. That wind chill warning remains in effect until noon today for our entire listening area. The wind chills could range from 15 to 30 below zero this morning. Right now, 12 degrees below zero is the air temperature. Champaign County officials have a new treasurer. Champaign County officially has a new treasurer and auditor. Ceremony was held this morning. The Brookings Administrative Center in Urbana to swear in Republican John Farney as treasurer and Republican Diane Michaels as auditor. Farney replaces former treasurer Dan Welch, who just retired, and Diane Michaels takes over for Farney as auditor. Farney and Michaels are also running for their respective positions. Multiple fire departments have been responding to a blaze at a Northern Illinois resort near Starved Rock State Park. Utica Fire Chief Ben Brown tells the LaSalle News Tribune that a report of a fire alarm going off at the Grand Bear Resort came in at 5:30 this morning. LaSalle County Sheriff's officials said the fire was in the resort's main lodge and nearby pool. They had no information on any injuries from that fire. Out in New York, the fire department there says 16 people are hurt, four of them seriously, in a fire raging through a Bronx building. Officials say over 200 firefighters have responded to the blaze at a four-story building near the Bronx Zoo in Van Ness. It was reported at about 5:30 this morning. The blaze comes only days after the deadliest residential fire to hit New York City in at least a quarter century, as it swept through a Bronx apartment building, killing 12 people. And a day after North Korea's Kim Jong-un says he's willing to send a delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea, Seoul is now offering high-level talks between the two rivals. South Korea's unification minister proposed today in a nationally televised news conference that the two Koreas meet January 9th at the shared border to discuss Olympic cooperation and how to improve overall ties. Right now, it's minus 10 degrees. We'll have a look at Greg Solier's chilly forecast coming up next.
At Menold Construction and Restoration, we've built our company to handle life's toughest situations. We see firsthand the tragic impact fires, unexpected floods, spreading mold, and devastating storm damage have on families. We're experts in rebuilding, remodeling, and renovating property, but we specialize in rebuilding lives. Menold has confidently grown alongside Central and East Central Illinois communities for more than 40 years. Locally and privately owned, we are in the business of customer service and promise to be there for you in your time of need. Emergencies can be a bear. so count on Menold to be there. Our highly skilled team is dedicated to providing you with courteous and worry-free restoration and remodeling solutions. You can trust us to restore your home or business and your confidence in customer service. Visit our website at menoldinc.com today. That's menoldinc.com.
So Greg Solier's forecast for the rest of your Tuesday, that wind, once again, that wind chill warning is in effect until noon today for our entire listening area. Headed for a high of just 7 today. Plenty of sunshine, though. A few clouds tonight will stay above 0, low above 1 with a 1 above. Then tomorrow, a few flurries headed for a high of 15 degrees with partly sunny skies for your Wednesday. Right now, minus 10 degrees here in East Central Illinois. Feels like 22 below 0 with that wind chill. So bundle up as you head out the door today. I'm Michael Kaiser, DWS News.
At Ameren Illinois, we take safety seriously. And we know it's important to you, too. So if you smell natural gas, make sure to get everyone safely away from the source and call us immediately. A gas technician like me will come over to check things out anytime at no charge. Don't second guess when it comes to natural gas. If you suspect there's a leak, call 800-755-5000. Ameren Illinois. Energy at work.
The place for Illinois basketball fans after every game is the Fasteners Etc. post-game show. Hi, I'm Scott Beatty. Join the conversation with me, Tim Dittman, and Michael Kaiser after every game right here on News Talk 1400. We always welcome your calls on the PNC Bank fan line. Or send us a text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Plus, we keep you up to date with the Body and Soul scoreboard. It's the Fasteners Etc. post-game show after every Illini basketball game right here on News Talk 1400 and WDWS.com.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
All right, welcome back. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts. Brian Barnhart in the penny chair today here on this Tuesday, our downtown Champaign location. We've been out here a couple of months, but this is the first time I've actually sat behind the board here and looked at everything and flew the plane in place, if you will, kind of like Kirk taking over the comet on Star Trek, sitting in the big chair here. So anyway, getting used to all the different things that come with a new position, although I've hosted this show for many, many years, over the years, and appreciate Jim giving me the opportunity to do that. So it's somewhat familiar, but a little bit different today as we kick off this new year and this new time here on Penny for Your Thoughts. And let's see here. We get a text here. It says, wish you the best. You stated you watched football all day yesterday. Do you think the Illini will ever get the speed that was shown? Georgia averaging 16 yards a carry. Your thoughts? And sorry to see Jim go, but if anyone can succeed him, it's you. Well, thank you very much for the text there. We appreciate that. Well, yeah, I mean, that speed that Georgia and Oklahoma was showing, Baker Mayfield, by the way, is remarkable. We all know he won the Heisman. That's how. But he is a terrific athlete, and the guys on the field, the speed is the biggest difference, I think, when you compare even SEC to Big Ten. The speed of the game, the speed at which they play, and Illinois's got some work to do in that area, and that's why they're recruiting Florida and recruiting Texas and recruiting in different places as well as the state of Illinois. Their goal, obviously, is to get as many in-state kids as they can. They start here and kind of work their way out, but obviously speed is what kills, obviously, and I think it's a case of watching those games yesterday. You see how important that is and what a facet that is. Alabama, their defense, part of their success is their speed, really on both sides of the ball, but particularly on defense. All right, 356-9397, the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. And let's go to Alan is up next. Hi, Alan, how are you?
Pretty good, Brian. Glad to see you got the new gig. I feel like over the years I've really been fortunate to have three really good sports commentators, starting with Larry Sturt, of course, Jim, and now you, and after, you know, 50 years of this, it's really nice to have three really good ones. That doesn't happen very often. But,
well, thank you, Alan. I really appreciate you saying that. And, yeah, I look up to those other two guys. I mean, I listened to Larry Stewart as a kid. And then, of course, when Jim took over and did the games for many years and continued on Penny, I was a teenager at the time. And I look up to those two men very, very much.
Well, I got a little story for you. We couldn't get the Grand Canyon game on regular TV. We had to go to computers. So a lot of us go to the KC Hall there, Kid Topless, and we watch the Illinois games, and especially when it's on computer. We was on computer, and we didn't have a sound for a while, and then all of a sudden you guys came on, the radio guys came on the streaming. I said, well, I'd rather listen to these guys anyway. And everybody said, yeah, we'd rather listen to these guys too. It's a lot better. So,
well, yep, that was kind of a – we had that happen over Thanksgiving with some of the games because the students were out. And so normally the BTN Plus on the computer that you're talking about, the streaming is usually done by those student announcers so they can kind of get some experience and figure out how to do this. But those students were out, and so they just plugged in the audio. Now, I kept getting texts there was no audio on the BTN Plus, and I guess they finally patched it in somewhere and figured it out, but –
well, they got you guys. How we got it?
Yep. They just patched into our audio. So
I said that's a lot better. The only thing bad about the computer thing is the TV screen's kind of blurry. It's not as sharp as the other, you know, regular channels.
Yeah.
BTN, CBS, and all that.
Sure. Yeah, that kind of goes with that. And a lot of times now these networks are doing like BTN. They don't want to send a TV truck to one of the games,
right,
or they've got multiple games, so they send what they call a fly pack, which is like a smaller version of a truck, and sometimes that makes a little difference, in the approach of the broadcast, I guess, or the quality of it. So, and their ability to do many and multiple things, is affected by that.
All right, you're going to Minneapolis. You're not going anywhere too warm, you know.
Yeah, I'm going the wrong direction.
Yes, you are.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate the phone call. 356-9397. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Email us, talk@wdws.com. Well, to a day in history, January 2nd, 1893. This is the day the U.S. Postal Service issued its first ever set of commemorative stamps. They honored the upcoming World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, as long as the quadricentennial of Christopher Columbus's voyage, January 2nd, 1893. Ironically, we're talking about Georgia football. In 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution on this day. 1792, the first classes began at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Turned out to have some good basketball there as well, huh? 1900, U.S. Secretary of State John Hay announced the open door policy to facilitate trade with China, January 2nd, 1900. This day in 1921, religious services broadcast on radio for the first time. KDKA in Pittsburgh aired the regular Sunday service of the city's Calvary Episcopal Church. This day, 1967, Republican Ronald Reagan took the oath of office as the new governor of California, in a ceremony that took place in Sacramento shortly after midnight. And you probably remember this. This day in 1974, President Richard Nixon signed legislation requiring states to limit highway speeds to 55 miles an hour. That was a way of conserving gasoline in the face of an OPEC oil embargo. That 55-mile-an-hour limit effectively phased out in 1987. The federal speed limits abolished in 1995. And in 1983, the original Broadway production of the musical Annie closed after a run of 2,377 performances. All of that happening this day in history, January the 2nd. Happy birthday today to Jim Baker, the disgraced former TV evangelist. He's 78. And Cuba Gooding Jr. celebrating birthday number 50 today. Just some of the things happening on this day in January, on January the 2nd. How you doing so far in this early portion of the new year in 2018? We're at 9:43 and about minus 9 currently in downtown Champaign here at our downtown radio center. Chicago's brutally cold weather proved even too cold for those hardy people who like to ring in the new year by jumping into Lake Michigan. So you know it's really too cold when they cancel the annual polar plunge. WBBM-TV reporting on Monday, they say the Arctic blast that sent temperatures plunging made jumping into the lake too dangerous. No kidding. With nowhere to plunge, would-be plungers at North Avenue Beach had to settle for having their picture taken in their swimsuits jumping around on the frozen beach. So that's how cold it was. And again, bone-chilling cold gripping the middle of the U.S. as 2018 began. National Weather Service issued chill advisories, wind chill advisories, for Monday, covering a vast area from South Texas all the way to Canada, Montana and Wyoming in the west, New England in the east, Omaha, Nebraska. Temperature low of 15 below zero before midnight, broke a record that had stood since 1884. So very, very cold temperatures, not just here, but across the Midwest. All right, we'll take your phone calls and your emails. We've got open lines here both hours today. I'll be with you from Minneapolis tomorrow as we head up there for the Illini basketball game coming up. That'll be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against the Golden Gophers, one of the contenders, I would think, for the Big Ten title, although right now Michigan State is number one in the latest poll. Michigan State and Purdue probably the two best teams. Then after that, it's a mix of teams probably that you're going to have to look at, Minnesota, Maryland, and some others. The Illini, of course, 0-2 in Big Ten play as they resume play. Two overtime losses, and boy, you'd like to have that Maryland game back, wouldn't you? That was a game they had won, and they kind of handed it, not just kind of, they did hand it to the Terrapins for one of their two losses. The other one, of course, the loss to Northwestern in overtime. But we'll have that game for you tomorrow at 6:30 with Illini Game Day with Michael Kaiser and company. And then Deion Thomas joins me up in Minneapolis for the broadcast coming up tomorrow night. All right, lots more to get to. We'll take a look at some new laws, not just in Illinois as we did early, but also across the country. Congress facing a January log jam, some minimum wage hikes in 18 states for the new year. Any resolutions you want to share with us from last year that you succeeded in? And you can encourage us in that for those of us who make and break our New Year's resolutions within a week or so. If you made one, you can certainly share those with us as well here this morning. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts. We're at 9 below zero here in downtown Champaign. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this timeout.
Thursday's happy hour at Scotty's Brewhouse is now the place to be for all Illini and sports fans. Join me, Scott Beatty, and Matt Daniels for a live broadcast of Sports Talk on WDWS from 5 to 6. And Scotty's will feature half-price cheese pizza, $2 well drinks, and $2 cans of Miller High Life, Old Style, Hams, and PBR. Join the happy hour fun every Thursday with me and Matt Daniels at Scotty's Brewhouse on South Neal for Sports Talk, 5 to 6 on News Talk 1400.
The University of Illinois in Agriculture, you've been hearing great things about both. Did you know that the U of I College of Aces Meat Sales Room offers delicious, fresh, locally grown and processed beef, pork, lamb, and eggs? Protein is essential to good health, and meat is an excellent source of protein. For fresh, locally grown meats, visit us at the U of I Meat Sales Room at the corner of Florida Avenue and Maryland Drive in Urbana, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, 1 to 5:30, and Friday, 8 to 1.
For more information, send an email to meatandeggsale@illinois.edu.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state, but a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to illinoispolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
If you're a fan of Moe's Famous Queso, you're going to freak out when you have our Chili Con Queso Burrito. With seasoned ground beef and fresh jalapenos mixed in with our famous queso, Moe's Chili Con Queso makes everything better.
Welcome to Moe's!
Tired of the ordinary catering spread? Moe's Catering is perfect for any event. We deliver the ultimate in flavor, freshness, and convenience. Plus, every order comes with free chips and salsa. Visit Moe's.com/catering to spice up your next event.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day, some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it, right here, tonight at 9 on DWS.
Welcome back. Brian Barnhart with you today here on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Great to have you with us, as always. Appreciate your input throughout the morning, your phone calls, emails, and texts. Got another email here. It says, I wish the city would put out salt on the road before it got this cold. I know they try to do that. I know at a certain temperature, I guess, what the road salt doesn't work that effectively, but appreciate that email in this morning. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Jim Dye joins us tomorrow in the second hour. He'll be here. I'll be in Minneapolis. John Paul scheduled to be with us on Thursday, and then on Friday we'll have Greg Solier with us, and he can explain himself as to why it is so cold. And I guess we're supposed to get some snow at some point here, maybe some fairly significant accumulation in the days ahead. So winter is here. All right, we mentioned some of the new laws in the state of Illinois. There are some new laws, of course, nationwide. The big one that got all the press attention over the weekend was the legalizing recreational marijuana out in California. Is that really a good idea? They say licensed retailers were legally allowed to begin selling marijuana to customers age 21 and up. San Francisco Chronicle describing long lines and cheering visitors at the handful of dispensaries with state and local licenses to sell marijuana. On Monday, the day comes more than a year after California voters passed Proposition 64, which mostly decriminalized marijuana there. Still, even with weed legalized, it bears its fair share of regulations. The state of California set up a specific agency, the Bureau of Cannabis Control, to grant and monitor licenses to retailers. Adults over 21 can only possess a maximum of 1 ounce of bud and up to 8 grams of concentrates, and they cannot smoke in vehicles or in public places. And then there are the state taxes that commercial buyers must pay, and that authorities believe will offer a windfall for state coffers in California. Also in the workplace, Washington State yesterday became the 7th state, in addition to Washington, D.C., requiring employers to offer sick paid leave to their workers. Rhode Island set to become the 8th state to do so later this year when the law takes effect in July. Meanwhile, New York joining the small handful of states that require employers to provide paid family leave benefits. And there, as NBC reports, employees will be eventually be entitled up to 12 weeks a year once the law takes full effect. And in Nevada, employers now required to offer up to 160 hours of leave per 12-month period to workers who have been or whose family members have been victims of domestic violence. And the federal minimum wage set to remain steady at $7.25 an hour, but some of the states where it's $10 or so, $9 to $10, include California, Washington, Hawaii, Vermont, Rhode Island, Maine, and some others. Several states making changes to the ballot box with the new year. Iowa and West Virginia both adopting measures requiring voters to show an accepted form of ID. Although the former's law there in Iowa won't be fully phased in until 2019. Texas had a similar law from 2014 tossed out earlier this year by a federal judge. And Illinois has set aside a day in honor of one of its best-known politicians, former President Obama. The state former senator will be honored, of course, former president, will be honored with Barack Obama Day every year on his birthday, August 4th. It should be noted, though, if you live in Illinois, don't expect a day off from work or school, since it's considered a commemorative date rather than an official holiday under state law. And then there's this one. There's always extraneous ones that roll in on New Year's. It's worth returning to Tennessee for this note. If you're a barber in the state, you're now legally free to pay house calls. Previously, barbers were only able to do so for clients who were actually ill. Now even those with perfect health won't need to leave their front door to get a good haircut. So all of that in Tennessee. 356-9397, Texas, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. We mentioned the bowl games yesterday. In case you didn't hear about all of that, they will play next Monday night in Atlanta there at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there. They replaced the Georgia Dome. It'll be Alabama with a win over Clemson in the Sugar Bowl. They'll face Georgia, who outlasted number 2 Oklahoma to win the Rose Bowl. Jalen Hurts throwing for two touchdowns. Crimson Tide's defense outscored Clemson's offense 24-6 win. Clemson was just down 10-6, but they had the ball in the Alabama 35 in their side of the field early in the third quarter. A pair of defensive plays allowed the Tide to pull away. Meanwhile, Georgia's victory in Pasadena, a little more dramatic, 54-48 over number two Oklahoma. Sony Michel going from goat to hero. He had that fourth quarter fumble. It was recovered by Oklahoma. A scoop and score, as the coaches like to call it. Put the Sooners ahead with about 6 minutes to go, 45-38. But Michelle ran for 181 yards and three scores, including the game winner, to win it in overtime. The Heisman Trophy winner, Baker Mayfield, 287 yards, two touchdowns in the loss for Oklahoma. And a lot of other good games yesterday. Peach Bowl, it was Central Florida, ranked 10th, 34-27 winners over number seven Auburn. Notre Dame, with a rally past number 16 LSU in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. And Jake Bentley threw for 239 yards. South Carolina rallied from a third-quarter deficit against Michigan, 19-3, won the Outback Bowl in Tampa. That's some of the news yesterday in college football. And the Bears fired their head coach. That was no big surprise yesterday. John Fox got let go. Bruce Arians retired as the Cardinals' head coach yesterday. All right, we're at 9:55 here in our first hour on Penny for Your Thoughts, first show of the new year here in 2018. One of our sponsors that was with Jim, of course, continues now with us here on Penny for Your Thoughts is Busey Bank. From the day-to-day operations to long-term planning, running a family business is hard work. To keep the family in family business, the experts at Busey suggest five steps to get started. Plan early. Communicate the plan with your family. Know your value. Make sure you don't overvalue it. Ask for help from experts to add an objective opinion and prevent any oversights and determine your successor if it's unclear. All of that part of running a family business. They say 88% of current family business owners believe their families will take over the business in 5 years, but few businesses actually survive the transition. Do you have a strategy for your organization? The experts at Busey can help. They can identify goals and potential resource gaps, facilitate resource planning and acquisition, find the right professionals to develop a custom plan unique to you. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop by one of their many convenient locations or call 1-800-67-IBUSEY or visit Busey.com for all of your financial needs. All right, what's on your mind today here as we start this new year? Did you have a good holiday time over Christmas? And New Year's, of course, New Year's Day yesterday, kind of a quiet time, always quiet between Christmas and New Year's. Of course, the weather, I'm sure, keeping a lot of folks inside. Still cold here, minus 9 in downtown Champaign here as we look ahead to the rest of this week. And looks like some snow on the horizon as well. Greg's saying I think by Monday could have 4 to 6 inches of snow by next Monday as we roll further into January. 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. We are at 9:57. We mentioned the Illini game coming up tomorrow night against Minnesota. Of course, the Illini with some recruits in town, at least one earlier during the course. Actually, they had two, I think, at the ball game. And so they're continuing to recruit some big men. Hopefully they can get one or two to commit along the way. They've made some offers to some pretty talented young men, but so far that recruiting never really stops, that's for sure, for Brad Underwood or for any other college basketball coach. That continues throughout the season, no matter what time of the year it is. Illini women, they play coming up on they play tomorrow night, actually. Dave Lone will take his broadcast equipment out to Rutgers. They'll have that for you tomorrow night while the Illini men play at Minnesota. All right, what's on your mind today? Still looking. If you have any resolutions you want to send my way, feel free to do those. And really, in particular, someone who had a resolution they made last year. Maybe you made some very serious resolutions from a year ago, and you've finished those out from 1 year to the next, and you want to encourage those of us who because resolutions kind of come and go. You make those sometimes off the top of your head. I think everybody makes the I want to lose 10 pounds resolution. I want to try to work out more. There are certain things that everybody sort of does, but if you have one of those you want to share with us in the next hour, feel free to do that. We've got an open line in hour number two. Again, tomorrow in the 10 o'clock hour, Jim Dye will join us in hour number two. We'll broadcast live from Minneapolis. Jim will be here. We'll have John Paul in on Thursday. And then on Friday, Greg Solier, always a lot of fun. Take your weather questions for Greg on Friday in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, it'll be appropriate since it's been so very cold. What's it going to look like for the rest of the winter? Are we going to be stuck with these cold temperatures for the rest of the winter? I mean this cold. Or is it going to warm up a little bit? And, of course, we're looking at some snow, as I said, by Monday, 4 to 6 inches. So it'll be good timing to have Greg on Friday during that first hour Friday morning. 356-9397. Text us, 3515-357. That's the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. You can always email us. Those are the variety of ways to do it at talk@wdws.com. Jim Lewis running the controls for us today. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour here from CBS. And then also, of course, local news after that. A lot of accidents early this morning with some slippery roadways. So be careful as you move out and about today on this Tuesday. And this is WDWS Champaign-Urbana.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Steve Kathan. No let-up to the deadly cold affecting tens of millions in the northern half of the country. It's wicked in Wisconsin.
Real cold here. When I got this morning, it was 25 below to do my chores.
In New England, some wind chills are below zero.
Tom drives a trash truck and empties dumpsters and barrels. He says the cold part is pretty easy.
Well, the hardest thing is the people that don't want to shovel. That's the worst. You know, everything else I can take, but I can't push a dumpster through 3 inches of snow.
Tom says, sure, it's cold out, but for him, only in short bursts. Up inside the truck, but Tom knows there's warmer times to come.
We'll be looking forward to the birds chirping and the socks. We'll be back.
Ah, yes, spring training right around the corner. Ben Parker for CBS News in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
In Iran, leaders vow a crackdown, even the prospect of the death penalty for protesters who've hit the streets. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
In Tehran, crowds vandalized one of the main shopping avenues. And in city after city, people have come out to protest, jeer, and throw stones at the security forces. Police have chased demonstrators away with water cannons in some areas.
Well, President Trump included Iran in a string of tweets this morning, and about the prospect of talks between North and South Korea, he said perhaps that is good news, perhaps not. From Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger says Israel has toughened its position now that the U.S. recognizes that city as Israel's capital.
It will now take a super majority in Israel's parliament to make any territorial concessions on Jerusalem. A new law will require 80 votes in the 120-seat Knesset instead of the previous 61 to relinquish any parts of Jerusalem to the Palestinians. Palestinian officials say it's another nail in the coffin of the peace process.
It was a rough night for some people at Miami's airport.
None of the passport machines worked. We all had to stand in line for hours.
Passport machines not working, a customs computer glitch slowed things down for thousands of travelers at several airports. CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenkerr.
If there's any good news to the story, the CBP were able to continue to do the processing with some alternative means, so it wasn't like everybody just had to stop.
Well, NBC has picked Hoda Kotb to replace Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Hoda is officially the co-anchor of Today. Let's give her a round of applause.
Savannah Guthrie broke the news this morning. She'll continue to host the fourth hour of the show with Kathy Lee Gifford. The Dow is up 60. This is CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Good morning. It is 7 degrees below zero, inching closer to zero, which is a good sign, but it's not going to get much above zero today, headed for a high of 7. We'll have Greg Solier's forecast coming up. Wind chill warning remains in effect until noon today for our entire listening area. So frostbite may occur as little as 10 minutes to exposed skin, so don't be outside very long if you don't have to. Wind chills will be 15 to 30 degrees below zero through this morning. Well, a Champaign man is due in court to face formal charges in the death of his mother last Friday, along with other crimes. 41-year-old Richard Stover is accused of killing his 60-year-old mother, Betty, robbing a store, and fleeing from police. The state's attorney's office says prosecutors will likely file charges of first-degree murder, robbery, aggravated fleeing and eluding police, and unlawful possession of a stolen vehicle. Details surrounding a motive and how Stover's mother died have not yet been revealed. Police said the series of incidents include the robbery of the Walgreens store at 1713 West Springfield Avenue just before 2 Friday morning. At around 10 that morning, police checked on his mother at a home in the 1800 block of Sangamon. Inside, officers found her dead. Then at around 10:30, police say Stover fled from officers in his vehicle and the chase ended in Mahomet. During the chase, a Champaign County Sheriff's deputy fired his gun at Stover's vehicle, but Stover was not hit. Officers found Stover armed with a knife when they stopped him outside Mahomet Seymour High School. When he refused to put the knife down, an officer tased Stover and he was taken into custody. A judge set Stover's bond at $5 million. One of the major laws the Illinois legislature passed in 2017 is automatic voter registration, but the measure depends on more tax dollars that have not been appropriated. Greg Bishop has the story.
Illinois State Board of Elections General Counsel Ken Menzel said some work's already underway, but to get AVR to work, it's going to take money, and the Elections Board's funding request is yet to advance.
The thing to work, we're going to need, for example, servers. And of course, we're going to need programming time to do that, and I think some of the money was going toward adding staff to do that programming. Without the money, it would be difficult to hit our benchmarks.
Menzel said the Elections Board would need more than $500,000 to begin implementing. He said other state agencies also have to lay some groundwork.
We've got to get their systems collecting that data. We've got to figure out how to get our systems to talk to their systems to transmit it. It's a fairly big undertaking.
The law says AVR should be fully implemented no later than July 2019. I'm Greg Bishop.
Greg Solier's forecast for the rest of your Tuesday. Wind chill warning remains in effect once again until noon today for our entire listening area. Wind chills can be 15 to 30 degrees below zero through this morning. Headed for a high of 7 above today. Sunny skies, a few clouds tonight. We'll stay above zero, one above. And then tomorrow, not as cold, partly sunny, a few flurries, get to a high of 15. And then tomorrow night, a few clouds, a low of 4 below zero. Then on Thursday, sunny skies headed for a high of 7 above zero. Normal high for the state is 33 degrees, so well below normal for the next several days here in East Central Illinois. Right now it is 6 above zero. Temperature continues to climb, and wind chill still well below zero, about 20 degrees below zero. Stay tuned for the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnard up next here on DWS.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Here again, Brian Barnhart.
All right, and good morning. Welcome back. Hour number two of Penny for Your Thoughts. First hour went pretty fast, so that's a good sign, right? 356-9397, text line 351-5357. Got an open line going here today as we settle into this new role here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Appreciate all the texts and emails of support. Obviously, succeeding Jim Turpin in this role, and there haven't been many hosts of this show, and so it is a real honor and privilege, very humbled to be sitting in the chair here today visiting with you. And as I mentioned in the first hour, the heart of the show is not going to change. I mean, the callers, folks that send in the emails. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Obviously, politics, sports, national news, local news. We'll have local guests on. We'll have a variety of things. But the heart of the show is your phone calls and emails and texts. This is such a unique radio station, being locally owned, the way that the listeners can communicate directly on air with us here at the Radio Center. And this doesn't happen in a lot of cities, doesn't especially happen in a lot of markets this size. So, you know, people have asked me, are you going to change the way the show is done? Are you, well, I mean, I've got my own style, my own approach. I mean, we're all different. That's what, you know, we're like snowflakes, you know, we're all different. But in the heart of the show, the way it's done, the way it's been done for 60 years, there's no reason to change that formula. So please feel free to join us at any point during the show. If there's a topic you want to bring up, I've thrown several things on the table. If none of those really interest you, maybe you've got something else you want to bring up along the way. So feel free to do any of that or all of that during the course of the show today. We've talked a lot about yesterday, New Year's Day. Of course, a lot of football. That's always the case. Sports dominates the New Year's Day. I wonder if you saw some of the New Year's Eve festivities from New York and watched the ball drop in New York. That's usually what I do anymore. I don't, at my age now, and I'm not that old, but I don't stay up till midnight every time. If I see it drop at 11 o'clock Central, that's close enough. It's the new year. All right, so let's go to the phones here, and let's just keep it rolling here on an open line here today. Jim Dye will join us in hour number two. I'll do the show tomorrow from Minneapolis, where it's going to be a whole lot warmer, right? We'll go up there and do the show, but Jim Dye will be in the studio here. And then Friday we have Greg Solier. Thursday we've got John Paul with us. He just retired from the University of Illinois and from his position, all his years of broadcasting. And I also want to mention before I go to the phones that we lost Dave Lawrence. A lot of people know Dave. I think he worked at Channel 3, was a member of Rotary, well-known here in town. Dave Lawrence has passed away, I'm told. Paul Davis let me know about that this morning. So certainly a loss in our community with the loss of Dave Lawrence. Let's go to the phones, and Carl is with us today. Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Brian. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I wanted to congratulate you on the show.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. There haven't been too many hosts of this on a permanent basis, so it's a real honor to do it.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I noticed yesterday people are really upset with Jim Harbaugh, which is quite a contrast to what happened when he got hired. When all the Detroit TV stations were showing live feeds of him at the airport when he arrived in Michigan.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the big thing, as you know, Carl, the coach in Michigan has to beat one team in particular, Ohio State.
Yeah.
And the other one is Michigan State. And right now he hasn't been able to do much against either one.
Yeah. And somebody was mentioning that, the guy who was calling plays for South Carolina was a grad student. Offensive plays yesterday, and they still lost.
Oh, so, for calling for South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they beat Michigan, so they're not too thrilled. Somebody's not too thrilled with the staff.
Yeah. Well, again, the big thing there is to beat Ohio State, and Ohio State's had their number.
Yeah, well, I don't. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Any New Year's resolutions for us, Carl?
Not yet.
Not yet. You're thinking about it, huh?
I'm just trying to prevent from coughing in your ear.
Okay.
At the moment.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Anyway.
Yep.
Bye.
Have a good day. Talk to you soon. 356-9397. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Email us, talk@wdws.com. Those are the way to reach us here today. It says, hi, Mr. Barnhart. Congratulations on the new penny position. I wish you many blessings to come in the future. Will you still be doing the coaches show at Buffalo Wild Wings in Savoy? And Charles of Champaign is the one who sends that in. Yes, I'll still be doing everything I've been doing with the University of Illinois. I'm actually employed by Learfield, who owns the rights to the Illini broadcasts, and so I continue to do things for them. My role here has changed a little bit from morning news, where I've been doing the news for 17 years, reading it for all these years, but now doing Penny for Your Thoughts. So I won't do the news in the morning anymore. Still be part of a morning show on our sister station, Light Rock 97.5, with our general manager, Mike Hale, as part of that show. But basically doing that show in the morning, doing the ball games in the evenings or whenever the games are played, and they're played just about every day now. And then, of course, doing this show as well here on Penny for Your Thoughts. So thank you for the kind words. And, yes, Alabama did defeat Clemson. It's Alabama and Georgia, an all-SEC matchup in Atlanta for the national championship. And this one is in. It says, Brian, I don't have a resolution for 2018, but as suggested by the fitness coach, Lori K. Padden, I have a word, consistency. And all the best. So thank you again for those texts here today. Castle Heating, Cooling, and Text Line. By the way, one correction I mentioned. Our pregame show coming up tomorrow night at 6:30. Tim Dittman will handle that. Scott Beatty's off this week. And then Michael Kaiser will handle the one from Michigan on Saturday morning. That Michigan game, by the way, 11 a.m. Central Time Saturday morning. 356-9397 is how you can reach us on the phones here. We're at 10:15, still about -8, -9, still well below zero on the wind chill. I don't know if you followed the news from Iran, but there's been a lot of protests. Iran's supreme leader blaming the protests running the country on enemies of Iran, who he says are meddling in its internal affairs. I assume he would be talking about us, right? State television, meanwhile, reported that overnight clashes between protesters and security forces killed another 9 people. The demonstrations are the largest seen in Iran since its disputed 2009 presidential election and brought 6 days of unrest across that country, resulting in at least 21 deaths. The protests began on Thursday over Iran's weak economy and the jump in food prices. Of course, Donald Trump has tweeted about all of that. He tweets about everything, right? He says, along with human rights, he says the wealth of Iran is being looted. He says, time for change. That's all in Iran. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we have Anna Wall with us here this morning. Happy New Year, Anna Wall.
Happy New Year to you, and I call to congratulate you.
Well, thank you. You're very kind to do that.
And WDWS for keeping us informed. I know you're going to do a good job. You're going to be objective, and I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. Do you have any New Year's resolutions this year, Anna Wall?
Well, you know, I sometimes break my resolutions.
Don't we all?
It depends on my sense of humor. But, yes, I do have. I would like very much to see more emphasis from the political and other perspectives placed on raising the levels of aspirations of our children.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, as far as education is concerned, I think the children in Illinois who don't go to private schools, of course, the others are going to hell in a handbasket. And I'd like to see more letters to the editor, to the News Gazette, and more people calling in.
Yeah.
On Penny for Your Thoughts for that.
Getting involved in the process.
I beg your pardon?
I say getting involved in the process.
Right.
More than anything else, right. Yeah.
And I know you are going to do a good job, and I want to congratulate you.
Well, Anna Wall, I really appreciate that coming from you. That means a lot, so I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, very good.
Bye.
All right, Anna Wall Scott with us here this morning, 356-9397, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. Yeah, it's interesting, as we've had just a handful of hosts over the years, what, 3? I think they've all done a really good job of allowing open dialogue. You know, whether they agree with what you have to say or not, you have the freedom to express it. And I think that I think Jim did a tremendous job of that, of, you know, really hearing both sides. And you're going to get the same from me. I have opinions on things, and I'll tell you what those are. You may disagree with them. You may totally agree with me. But I think I'll be very much what you hear on the radio is who I am in person. I'm very much open and listening to other points of view. You know, maybe there's something I'm missing that I haven't studied close enough, or there's an error I need to do some checking on my own and do some background reading on something. So that's always important, I think, to do as the host of a show, be willing to understand, to have an opinion, but also understand that nobody's perfect. And while there may be no wrong or right answer, certainly there are opinions, and everybody's got one. And I think that's what makes this show so great and has all these 60 years, is the ability to express those views in a forum, especially locally. A lot of the local issues that we hit on here are just really important to a lot of people. I know the Unit 4, the whole issue with the buildings, whether they were going to be designated as landmarks or not, that was an issue that went back and forth for a while, and where to put Champaign Central High School, and wound up, of course, it's going to stay where it is, and they're trying to acquire properties and expand different things, and that was a back and forth. And we've had some, obviously, gun violence in our community over the last 2 to 3 years. It's been hard, and we've learned about that, and there are just always issues that are there. And, of course, nationally, Trump is an evergreen topic, I call it. I mean, you can always talk about Trump every day, as is the case and has been the case, and that's great. And there are people, there seems to be no middle ground with Donald Trump, for sure. But he makes news every day and seems to get the phones moving any time, any day of the week. So that will remain the same, I'm sure. But we're going to have a variety of guests. We'll have open lines. We'll do all the same things that Jim has done all these years, and just kind of present it maybe in my style. Everybody's got their own pace that they go at, different things they try to do, and certainly that'll be the case here on Penny for Your Thoughts. We're at 10:20 here at DWS, and we'll come back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Paul Rudy, CEO of Rudy Wealth Management and host of Paul Rudy's On the Money radio show. At Rudy Wealth Management, we specialize in retirement planning only. We speak all things retirement, and our specialization means that we add value to our clients' lives well beyond portfolio management. We can help you make all the important decisions that come with creating a secure retirement. We will help you determine how much you can spend in retirement, which means we help you plan your other income around the fact that 85% of your Social Security might be taxed. By carefully coordinating your Social Security claiming strategy with Roth conversion strategies and paying attention to retiree-specific tax planning issues, we make sure that you won't pay one more penny in taxes than you should. We also help you with your health care insurance decisions, including long-term care, along with housing lifestyle choices such as aging in place versus a continuing care retirement community. We will also make sure that you have all your key estate planning documents up to date. To schedule your no-cost initial visit with one of our certified financial planner professionals, you can go to rudywealth.com or call 356-1400. Rudy Wealth Management, Central Illinois' retirement specialist.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon's Windows and Doors is proud to represent a classic American manufacturer, Colby Windows and Doors. At Colby, each product is built to order and made with craftsmanship and design excellence. Visit our showrooms and speak with our expert sales staff. Discover Colby quality at Bacon's Windows and Doors, with locations in Champaign and Springfield, where you'll find top brands and expert advice at the right price. And learn more at bvbwindows.com.
Come fall in love with the Waterford at Bridalbrook. This is Angela, the Executive Director. I invite you to come see what everyone is falling in love with at our community. Fall in love with our caring staff, our beautiful apartments, and our exciting activities. Take the short drive to the Waterford at Bridalbrook in Mahomet and invest in yourself and enjoy your retirement with us. Contact us at 586-3200 to learn more and set up your personalized tour today. Come discover the difference and fall in love for yourself.
Welcome back, Penny, for your thoughts rolling on here on this Tuesday. We're at 10:23, standing at -8 here in downtown Champaign. Bitterly cold today, supposed to get about 7 above. We'll see if that's the case. Not as bitterly cold tonight, 1 above for the low tonight. Glad you're with us here on Penny for your thoughts. Again, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. That's always available. 3515357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Jim Lewis in for Ed Bond today. Ed's flying, I think he's down at the, was down at the Outback Bowl, of all things, watching Michigan play South Carolina, trying to cheer the Big Ten onto a perfect record in the bowl games, and Ed failed. He and Michigan let the league down. But no, Ed will rejoin us up in Minneapolis. We'll do the show tomorrow morning from Minneapolis. Jim Dye in the second hour. Open phones in the first hour. Glad you're with us today on this Tuesday. We kind of ease into the news year, new year, and try to stay warm anyway. Here's Joe. How are you, Joe?
Good morning, Brian, and congratulations on your position now.
Well, thank you.
Hope everything goes great. A while ago you mentioned what's going on in Iran and the fact that we're probably being blamed for interfering in their internal affairs. I certainly hope so. if we have the opportunity to unseat, disassemble that lunatic regime over there and replace it with a more moderate regime, the entire world is going to be substantially better off. I certainly hope that the CIA and President Trump and all of the different alphabet agencies that are involved in covert activities are doing their best to encourage and assist the uprising over there and get rid of that lunatic asylum that's going on over there. Yeah. But anyway,
are there any moderates left in Iran? That's the question, I guess, right?
Well, as far as leadership goes, that's questionable. Yeah. But obviously, there's within the population itself, there's a lot of unhappy people. I understand that one of the groups, and I haven't heard a whole lot about what's going on over there internally, but one of the groups trying to reinstate the son of the former Shah of Iran as the leader.
Hmm.
And as probably remember, he was very much an ally of the United States and
yep.
very pro-Western America civilization. Mm-hmm. So,
yep, it'll be interesting to follow. And we had similar protests like this back in 2009. And I think the government was shaky at that point. And I know a lot of the protesters were hoping that the U.S. would step in then, and they kind of backed away from it.
Well, that's unfortunately, we've seen that in a number of places around the world. The Chinese uprising that occurred many years ago and the massacre in Tiananmen Square. There was a missed opportunity at that point that might have changed things substantially. But, yeah, in 2009, there was an opportunity to change it then, and Barack Obama backed away. In fact, he probably assisted the regime at that time. So I just certainly hope that's not the case now and that the people making those decisions has a little bit of common sense, which – in government, that's hard to find.
Those two go together? I don't know. Yeah. Well, you got any New Year's resolutions for us?
Oh, no, I'm too old. I give up on them. I made them a number of years, and I've learned that's an exercise in futility, so just pretty much stay away from them.
All right. Yeah, you do the best you can, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me talk, and you have a good year.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe. Appreciate the phone call, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line at several of those already today, 3515357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Yeah, those protests in Iran continuing for a fifth day. They had reports of police stations being attacked late into the night. Security forces there struggling with the biggest challenge to the country's religious leadership since unrest back in 2009. That's what Joe is referring to. I see in the New York Times are talking about the Trump effect, business anticipating less regulation, loosening their purse strings. A wave of optimism as the new year starts, sweeping over American business leaders, beginning to translate into the sort of investment in new plants, equipment, and factory upgrades that bolsters economic growth, spurs job creation, may finally raise wages significantly. Business leaders are eager for the tax cuts that can take effect this year. The newfound confidence inspired initially by the Trump administration's regulatory pullback. So that's one of the headlines today as the new year starts. And also one of the headlines today is Congress facing a January logjam. Before leaving town for the holidays, Congress passed a stopgap spending bill to keep the government's lights on until January 19th, but GOP leaders put off contentious fights over immigration, health care, national security, and disaster funding into the new year. So the four congressional leaders, Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, mapping out a game plan at the Capitol this week when they meet with the Trump Budget Director, Mick Mulvaney, and his Legislative Affairs Director, Mark Short. So they have some work to get done there as well. We will take a break. We've got some phone calls waiting. We'll get to some texts as well. We've got news headlines coming up here at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 here on DWS with Michael Kaiser.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning. 7 degrees below zero, headed for a high of 7 above today. We'll have Greg Solier's forecast coming up. That wind chill warning still remains in effect until noon today for our entire listening area. Well, University of Illinois economist says the state and national economies were mostly stable in 2017 despite political turmoil, and that's reflected, he says, in the U of I Flash Index, which hovered around 104 for the year. Fred Gertz says the index was at 104.1 in December, down from 104.2 in November. Any number above 100 means the state economy is growing, but the drop means the rate of growth has slowed down. Gertz says that the state economy continues to lag behind the national economy. The Flash Index is a weighted average of Illinois growth rates and corporate earnings, consumer spending, and personal income. Well, officials say no one was injured in a fire in a resort near Starved Rock State Park in northern Illinois. Continuing updates in a story we told you about earlier today, Utica Fire Chief Ben Brown says the alarm sounded at Grizzly Jack's Grand Bear Resort at 5:30 this morning. Chief of Staff Edward Rogers says all guests were safely evacuated and the fire was under control by 9. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. LaSalle County Sheriff's officials say the fire was in the main lodge and pool area at the resort in Utica, about 90 miles southwest of Chicago. Utica's fire command requested salt trucks because of ice at the scene, where the temperature is hovering at that time around a minus 11 degrees. And President Donald Trump is accusing the Justice Department of being part of the deep state and calling on it to act against a former Hillary Clinton aide, Uma Abedin, and former FBI Director James Comey. Trump tweeted today, crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Uma Abedin, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocols. She put classified passwords into the hands of foreign agents. Trump later added, deep state Justice Department must finally act, and also on Comey and others. And the Fire Department of New York says 16 people were hurt, 4 of them seriously, in a fire raging through a Bronx building. Officials say over 200 firefighters have responded to the blaze at a 4-story building near the Bronx Zoo in Van Ness. It was reported at 5:30 this morning. The blaze comes only days after the deadliest residential fire to hit New York City in at least a quarter century, as it swept through a Bronx apartment building, killing 12 people. Greg Solier's forecast for the rest of your Tuesday. Again, that wind chill warning remains in effect until noon today for our entire listening area. Wind chills could range from 15 to 30 below throughout the morning. Headed for a high of 7 today, says Greg. Sunny skies, not as bitterly cold tonight. A few clouds will be above zero, low of 1 above overnight. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a few flurries, headed for a high of 15. Right now, it's 7 degrees below zero at 10:33. I'm Michael Kaiser, DWS News.
See you do a Best Hardware, the only signature Benjamin Moore paint store in town, wants you to be winter ready. They've got tons of sidewalk and driveway do-it ice melter, a great selection of shovels, snow blowers, and more. Hardware, plumbing, electrical, free color matching in their Benjamin Moore paint department, key cutting, and more. They have it at See You Do It Best Hardware, open every day. See You Do It Best Hardware, for over 50 years, everything for your do-it-yourself needs. 107 West Springfield Avenue, just off Neal Streets, in the heart of Champaign.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you prepared for the risk volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account? Mark Cushing, a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can suggest strategies that may help you better prepare for the market's ups and downs. Please call Mark Cushing, financial advisor of the Champaign Branch, 217-351-3630. That's Mark Cushing, 217-351-3630. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Is someone you love struggling with addiction? If only they could see what we see. What an amazing person they are and how addiction is blocking the path to their future. I'm Dr. Tom Wright, Chief Medical Officer at Rosecrans. If your loved one is addicted to drugs or alcohol, Rosecrans can help. We offer a free consultation, outpatient counseling, and structured treatment programs right here in Champaign County. We accept most insurance. Visit rosecrans.org. Life's waiting.
Hey down there, it's your roof. How you doing? We haven't talked in a while. I'm trying to cover you all year round, but with the hail damage, missing shingles, and lots of wrinkles, I'm old and tired. Let's bring me back to life with Bash Pepper Roofing.
Hi, I'm Cord Schroeder, owner of Bash Pepper Roofing. Call Bash Pepper today for your free, no-obligation estimate for an honest price, reliable service, and the highest quality for all your roofing needs. Large or small, we cover it all. Bash Pepper Roofing, 352-2200, or online at bashpepper.com.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400, WDWS.
Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts. Going on here on this Tuesday with you in our downtown studios. Brian Barnhart in this morning. I'll be with you the rest of the week, although I will be in Minneapolis starting tomorrow. We'll leave tonight with the men's basketball team, get to Minneapolis, have that game for you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Our Illini game day coverage comes your way at 6:30. Got the game at Michigan. The women play out at Rutgers. Dave Lone has the play-by-play of that. Somebody was asking me about doing the coaches' shows, Coach Brad Underwood shows on Monday nights. We do have a show coming up next Monday on the 8th from 7 to 8. We're there usually during the year every Monday night, although the way the Big Ten schedule is this year, there's going to be a couple of weeks in a row there later this month where we will not be there in person because the team is actually playing games on those Monday nights. So can't do both. Can't do shows and games at the same time. So, but we will be there next Monday night, 7 to 8, as we are with the head coach of the Fighting Illini, Brad Underwood. Let's go to Stan. Stan, how are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year, Brian.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get you called back last year, but things happen.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. I just wanted to remind Joe and the rest of the people out there that on 9/11, the largest pro-U.S. rallies in the Muslim world were held in Tehran. And then after that, George W. Bush did his Axis of Evil speech and encouraged the radicalization of that country. And now we have President Trump, who is pulling out or wanting to try to pull out or destroy the nuclear limitation agreement that the U.S. and six other countries formed with Iran. Mm-hmm. It is the conservative Republican governments of this country that have caused the problems that we now have with Iran, just as they did with North Korea.
Well, I think it goes back a little further than that, though. I mean, Iran didn't become radicalized after George W. Bush. I mean, that goes back to the Ayatollahs since the late 70s when they overthrew the Shah. Now, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Stan.
It became much more radicalized after the Axis of Evil speech. That gave the Ayatollahs in Iran the power to take control the way they did.
Well, I don't know if it would have made that much difference. I mean,
We had the largest pro-U.S. rallies on 2001, and then Bush 43 decided to call them part of the Axis of Evil. That didn't help anything.
Well, I don't know if much would have helped regardless of what we've done. I mean, but the history of U.S. and Iran, I mean, it goes back to the Eisenhower. You know, we did meddle in Iranian affairs in the 50s. which did cause some, you know,
World War One.
Yeah, I mean, it goes even back further than that. A lot of it has to do with oil too. Once oil was discovered in the Middle East, but so yeah, U.S. has not been perfect in its relationship with Iran or Iraq, for that matter. But I don't know.
The governments that will not negotiate with these guys and push them further to being opposed to America are Republican-led.
So what do you think's going on there now? Why are they upset with the current government now?
Well, they're upset with the current government because they don't want a radical government. But we have a nuclear non-proliferation agreement that six other countries beside the U.S. say they're going to continue to honor, and therefore the people of the country would like to have that agreement in place, and the government is most likely on Trump's side wanting to get rid of it so they can go back to building nuclear weapons.
Well, that may be part of it. Part of it, I think, is financial, but yeah. All right. Hey, Stan, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks again, as always.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You have a great day, and congratulations on the job.
Okay. Thank
You're
you, sir.
Man.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Stan the man there with us. 356-9397, Texas. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. And you can email us, talk@wdws.com. Yeah, if you go back and read the history of the U.S. in the Middle East, it is interesting, all the different, mid-50s here, I was just reading this, the history of U.S. intervention in Iran. 1953, under orders from President Eisenhower, the CIA organized a military coup that overthrew Iran's democratically elected prime minister. Britain was unhappy that Iran had nationalized its oil industry, came up with the idea for the coup, and pressed the U.S. to mount a joint operation to remove the elected prime minister. For years, the U.S. denied its involvement in that 1953 coup, but in March of 2000, Secretary of State Madeleine Wright admitted that the U.S. played a significant role in orchestrating the overthrow of that prime minister. And following the coup, the U.S. installed the Shah, and of course he was there until Ayatollah Khomeini came in, and you had the whole ensuing hostage crisis and all of that. So there's a lot of history when you look at the U.S. and Iran that goes back and forth. And there is, if you read a lot of books about the U.S. involvement in the Middle East, there is some resentment. I mean, I don't think there's some. There's a lot over the years, and not just the U.S., colonial powers. You had colonialism big, of course, at the end of World War One, and a lot of the nations became independent either after World War One or World War Two. So there's a lot of that, too, that is all mixed in the kettle known as the Middle East. So it makes for an interesting study. All right, we're at 10:41. We'll continue to take your phone calls and your emails and your texts. We'll continue to do all of that here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday. We're back with more after this.
Listen to a satisfied Belltown customer.
I'm Bud Brinkley. During the 15 years or so I've been using Belltone hearing aids, each year they come up with something new in the hearing aid business. My hearing aids are dialed in, so if I get out, like I play a lot of golf, and I get out on a golf course and it's windy, and I'm able to adjust my hearing aids so that the wind gets cut out and I can hear the person in the cart with me. And then they have a setting on there that's specially used for when I'm on a telephone. Like mine has two speakers, a front speaker and a rear speaker. And if there's somebody behind me talking, I don't want to hear them. I can turn off the rear speakers, and the person I'm talking to across the table from me gets my full attention. I don't have to listen to the people behind me. The friendly service that I receive from my local hearing aid specialist is outstanding. Becky and Lori and Jennifer and Carla, they're all great people. You walk in there just like they know your name, who you are, your likes and dislikes, more or less.
Visit your local Belltone in Champaign at 816 North Country Fair Drive or call 359-3331.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Barnhart, and I hope you and your family and friends had a wonderful holiday season and a great start to the new year here in 2018. Think about that, 2018. And also take the time to think about the places you go to on a regular basis that have been around for a long time. Take, for example, the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They've been serving outstanding steaks since 1964, and they've become part of the fabric in our part of the world by providing great food and great service. They don't just serve steaks either. You can take your pick of entrees ranging from chicken to pork to pasta to seafood. If you come for lunch, make sure to take advantage of the top-notch lunch buffet. You and your family or group will find something to enjoy, and you can top it all off with a great-tasting piece of pie. There are menu items available for kids as well, so don't be afraid to take them along for some family time together around a great meal. And, of course, the famous Beef House Rolls. As we get settled into the new year, I hope one of your resolutions during 2018 is to make the trip to the Beef House just off I-74 in Covington, Indiana.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember, relax.
It's high school basketball on Friday night, the Battle of Champaign, Central at Centennial. Tim Dittman and Michael Kaiser have the call Friday night at 7:30 here on DWS.
Welcome back. Penny for your thoughts here on this Tuesday, January the 2nd. First broadcast here on Penny for your thoughts in the new year. So glad you're with us. 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515357. You can email us talk at WDWS.com. Covered the waterfront today. A lot of well wishes here as we start on Penny for Your Thoughts today. And also talk about Iran a little bit, a little back and forth on that. Iran's Supreme Leader blaming the protests roiling the country currently on the enemies of Iran. The U.S. tends to be on that list, of course, with Iran, has been for several years. And we've been talking about the different new laws in the state of Illinois. We hit on some of those in the first hour. Also mentioned all the sports results from the weekend. Illinois basketball with a win over Grand Canyon. Not always pretty, but they got it done. What was pretty cool in that ball game was to see Demonte Williams hit that game-winning shot. And his dad, Frank, hit a big shot against, I think it was Ohio State, years ago from about that same spot on the floor, at least the top of the key, to win a ball game for Demonte. Following in his father's footsteps, didn't win the game, but did seal it. Trent Frazier having a big stretch here in the last few games, so he's become kind of a leader on the court, so that's been good to see. Illinois and Minnesota tomorrow night at 8. We welcome your phone calls, your emails, and your texts today on an open line here both hours. Open line tomorrow pretty much from Minneapolis in the first hour, and then the second hour, Jim Dye is going to sit in this studio while I sit in Minneapolis. We'll do the show tomorrow for you. Here on Penny for Your Thoughts, John Paul on Thursday, and then we've got Greg Solier lined up for Friday in the 9 o'clock hour, so all your weather questions, get ready for that. And we'll have more on guests and open line opportunities and all of that in the days and weeks ahead here on Penny for Your Thoughts. I know with all the slippery roads out there, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair might be kind of busy, but they're a full-service collision repair facility. They know having a car accident is a serious matter. And when those accidents happen, your mind is racing. I don't know about you. I've been in a couple. You're not thinking very clearly. But Gallo Miller should be one of the first things you think about. They are in their 18th year of business. They've repaired over 23,000 vehicles. Of course, Dave Miller and Bill Gallo, passionate about their business. They're hands-on. They know the collision repair business inside and out. And, of course, one of the things you have to deal with is, you know, getting all the insurance lined up, getting a rental car, getting all the things taken care of that you want done, besides just getting your car fixed and getting it back. It's like somebody just fix it and take care of it. That's what Gallo Miller does. They know what a hassle it can be having your car repaired, and the free estimates are always offered. If you need their collision repair service in the future, you'll be glad that you considered them. They're conveniently and centrally located in Champaign-Urbana. Look for their attractive building on the south side of I-74 between the Neal Street and Prospect exits. You can also visit their website at gallomiller.com. That's the folks to reach out to if you have a collision. And do be careful. Had several accidents this morning that were tying up traffic. I know in particular there on I-74, that bridge between Lincoln and Neal, you'd be fine on the roadway for a while and then suddenly hit the bridge and boom, it's slick as a whistle out there. So be very, very careful. Again, we got some snow in the forecast at the start of next week. Basically just kind of in the deep freeze here for a while, with lows at night around zero, if not below zero, and those highs not much above zero, if in the single digits. So just buckle in, I guess, is about all we can say. 356-9397, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. A lot of football yesterday. We talked about some of that. Had some talk about the new tax laws, different laws around the country, minimum wage. Also this news, while much of corporate America will enjoy a tax cut in the new year, one industry getting a tax increase, it has fought hard, but so far unsuccessfully to avoid a 2.3% excise tax on medical device manufacturers went back into effect on Monday after a two-year hiatus. It was originally imposed in 2013 as one of several taxes and fees in the Affordable Care Act that pays for expanded health insurance under the law. Congress voted to suspend the tax for 2016 and 17 with a widespread expectation it would be permanently abolished before 2018. But it was not. And Chicago police say there is less gun violence in the city in 2017 compared to the year before, but the total number of homicides still topped the 600 mark for only the second time in more than a decade. Statistics released by the Chicago police on Monday show the number of homicides fell from 771 in 16 to 650 last year. Number of shooting incidents also dropped from 3,500 to 2,700 for the same period. Department up there saying the drop in part due to an expansion of technology enabling police to pinpoint where shots have been fired and quickly dispatch officers to the crime scene. And back to sports for a moment in case you missed this. Michigan State, the new number one in the Associated Press top 25. Spartans got 43 of the 65 first-place votes. Second-ranked Duke got 21 first-place votes. Villanova dropped from first to third. You see that? Villanova got blown out by Butler. Over the New Year's weekend. We're at 10:50 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Glad you're with us. We'll take another break. Come back with more here on this Tuesday next on DWS.
For two decades, Flooring Surfaces has been at the forefront of the flooring industry in central Illinois. Flooring Surfaces has an immense stock of imported porcelain tiles, ever-changing with the latest fashions in flooring. The newest technology for longer-lasting, better-looking vinyl planks, softer carpets that are easier to clean, and hardwoods from elegant exotics to rustic industrial designs. Find it all in the showroom at Flooring Surfaces. Once your design is complete, Flooring Surfaces offers professional installation service for any size project. Whether it's a kitchen backsplash, a tiled shower, an entire basement, or a 100-unit apartment complex, Flooring Surfaces has the experience you need to create a fantastic new space. So when you need carpet, vinyl, tile, laminate, or hardwood, remember that the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, the world at your feet.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
Of all things that make life special, nothing brings more joy than friends and customers like you. This is Debbie from Harriet's. As we reflect over the last year, we are especially thankful for your continued business that has allowed us to grow and expand so that we may better serve you. You, our customer, is truly the cornerstone of our family business. From our family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Harriet's Rents, Tents, Events, 1420 North Neal Street in Champaign.
It's the restart of Big Ten basketball. Illinois at Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers. 8 o'clock Wednesday night. Illini game day comes your way at 6:30 Wednesday from Minneapolis.
A
Welcome back. Penny for your thoughts on this Tuesday. We'll be in Minneapolis tomorrow. We're actually leaving tonight. Team always leaves the night before. We'll be up there, and then we'll broadcast live from Minneapolis tomorrow morning. Jim Dye in the second hour will join us. I want to continue with Jim as a regular guest along the way, and several of Jim's guests that he had over the years I think are really terrific guests, and we'll reach out to all those folks and probably have them on along the way as well. But I think a lot of those folks bring a lot to the table. They all do. I think pretty interesting radio. So we'll do a lot of that. And, again, the heart of the program, as I mentioned off the top, won't change. Your input is really the key to this show that really drives it. I'm just here to help it along and offer my thoughts along the way and just to give you 2 hours of good radio every day, and that's the goal. And, again, thanks to Jim for all he did for our community. Just such a blessing to get to know Jim over these last 17 years that I've been working here in this market and succeeding him doing the games, and now, of course, in this role at Penny for Your Thoughts here at News Talk 1400 DWS. In some ways, it's almost like I've kind of been preparing to do this, you know, growing up here, being an Illini fan, going away, coming back after several years, moving back to town again in 2000. And it was funny, some of the things that when I got hired here, Stevie offered me a job when I got hired here in 2000. He said, yeah, just read the news for a little while till we figure out what else to do. And I wound up reading the news up until, well, the end of 2017. So 17 years of that. And, of course, filled in for Jim on occasion. And no, my role doesn't change as far as the Illini games. I've been asked that several times. I'll continue to do both. Do the Illini games, of course, football and basketball, and continue to host this show every day as well. We're at 10:55. Got a couple of minutes left. Any resolutions you want to throw our way, we'll take those for 2018. A lot of people, of course, do the annual want to lose 10 pounds. That's probably the most common. Better with their finances. I would tell young people, man, if you can save some money along the way, any money you can save, I don't think I appreciated that enough when I was in my early 20s, just out of college. Put some money away. That would be a resolution, I would say. Invest it in something that's, you know, safe and solid. You know, don't invest it in something shaky offshore, something you don't know anything about. But, you know, there's lots of ways to invest your money and invest it wisely. So there'd be some resolutions there, I would think. How you treat people, you know, treat others like you want to be treated. I think I learned that early in life, and I think that is something that I've built my life around as well, no matter what role I play, whether it's in person or on the air. And I can tell you that pretty much what I think people that know me, people, what you hear on the air is pretty much who I am. I don't lead a double life. So what you hear is what you get as far as who I am as a person. I've always thought it's much easier to be transparent rather than be different in certain situations. What is it you learn in early on in life? If you don't tell lies, you don't have to remember what you told people. So always tell the truth and be honest, and those are things I think I grew up with thanks to my parents, and I appreciate that coming through and appreciate their support here as we take this new role here in succession of Jim Turpin on Penny for Your Thoughts. Appreciate all the texts and emails today. If you want to get one or two in, we can certainly do that here before the top of the hour. We have CBS News at the top of the hour, the Rush Limbaugh Show. I don't know, is Rush back today, or is he? He is back. Wow, be ready for that. He'll be fired up and ready to go coming up, of course. And then later on, you've got, Sean Hannity, and we've got lots of sports this week. You've heard the promos for the high school basketball coverage that will begin. I think along the way, we'll get some Big Ten bonus coverage eventually. I know Scott Beatty kind of handles all that, so you get to hear a lot of the different announcers around the Big Ten with all the various games, courtesy of Learfield. So we'll be doing that as well this winter. So not much else really to do this winter, but try to stay in, I guess, as much as you can and stay warm. I think Jim Lewis tells me now, tonight we have Wisconsin against Indiana. Is that right? Are we doing the Wisconsin broadcast or the Indiana broadcast? Matt LePay. Now there's a guy that, you know, I envy a little bit just because Wisconsin goes to a NCAA tournament and plays in a bowl game every year. So he's going to be doing that broadcast tonight, Wisconsin against Indiana. So bonus basketball coming up this evening. We've got Illini coverage. I mentioned that from Minneapolis tomorrow night. Illini women's basketball as well tomorrow night. at 6 at Rutgers. And then we head into the weekend. The Big Ten schedule is really, really tight this year, so a lot of games coming in back-to-back, within a couple of days of each other, basically, almost back-to-back. All right, we have less than a minute to go here, so let's jump to Brian here. How are you, Brian?
Yes, good morning, Brian.
How are you?
Pretty good. I just want to welcome you to the big chair, and I hope that your program is very successful, and you have many, many years in the chair, and one of these days, there'll be somebody else taking your place in the future, and the baton will be passed once again.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I know it's, and as I said off the top, I realize the significance of this because we haven't changed hosts, haven't been a change in hosts, Penny for Your Thoughts, well, since 1980, and we don't change it very often, so.
I think you'll do a great job, Brian.
Well, thanks, Brian. I appreciate your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good day.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right, that's a good note to end on here on our first day in the Big Penny chair. Again, a chair that's familiar but a little bit different now as we take the full-time position here at DWS. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning from Minneapolis. Be up there for the Illini game. Jim Dye in the second hour tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. For Jim Lewis, I'm Brian Barnhart, and this is WDWS Champaign-Urbana. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.